Good Thursday morning, everybody. Guess what? It's the Thursday, Uplifting Thursdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How's everybody doing today? Hope you're having a great day today. When you're waking up this morning, getting ready for that coffee, we got some great encouraging Christian music. We also have some text of prayers we're going to be doing. I want to remind you, as always, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, gang, feel free. You can always email me here at Face up top the tower here at beautiful Face Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, the iHeartRadio studio. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and check that like button. That's where you can put a lot of your text of prayers in there. And also like me on all major networks. Just search us up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Okay, we're going to start off with a little short scripture verse, our verse of this morning, part 2, 1 to 2, on our verse for this morning. In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, and verse 11, in the NLT version, where it says, "The greatest among you must be a servant." Amen? Amen. All right. Well, before we get started on some text of prayers, we're going to go back to the CA vault. By special request, I did find this one in my CA vault. How about some Amy Grant and House of Love? Man, I remember when that was on CD and cassette. Take it away, Amy.
Come
the beautiful, talented voice on the CA Vault of Amy Grant. Let me tell you real quick before we get started on these texts of prayers. I met Amy Grant back in the day, so I'm going to take it back to about 1987, that I met Amy Grant. And I was about 16 years old. And, it might have been way back before. Let me go back a little bit more. That was like way back, guys. That was like, let me take that back. That was in the 80s, upper 80s. And Amy Grant's one of the nicest ladies, I'll tell you. I met her in the back room when I was slinging trash. I was an assistant foreman before I became a foreman at the time. She said, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Oh," I said, "well, I'm slinging trash back in the day at Six Flags Over Texas." And she goes, and this was over there, if you are familiar with Six Flags Over Texas, over there where the train is, the Texas train over in the Texas section. And I told her, I said, "Well, I'm slinging trash." And she said, "Well, take those gloves off and give me a handshake and give me a hug." And I did. And back then, we didn't have cameras. But her security guard was there. And you know what? She was a very young lady at the time. But what a talented voice. What an opportunity to meet her. She goes, "You know, I got a concert going on out in the parking lot." Because back then, they had it at Music Mill. But then they started taking them out to the parking lot. And I said, "I know, I'm not going to be able to make it. I have to work." She goes, "Well, slip away from work. Come on out there and listen to me play." I said, "You know, I'd love to." Never had a chance because we were short-staffed at that time. And it was very chaotic because Amy was in the prime time of her life in contemporary Christian music. In fact, she was the one that got her and Michael W. Smith. They're still pretty tight, you know. Of course, she's married now, been married for a long time to Vince Gill. Anyway, what a lovely lady. I wanted to share that story. Yes, indeed. Yours truly, CA on iHeartRadio. Your encourager and your friend met Amy Grant. And I wish I had my cell phone back then. I could have took a picture of me and Amy. But that's okay. Good sister in Christ. We'll continue to play her music on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. All right, we got Usher in Texas writes me. Good morning, CA. Pray for my health and that the dishwasher won't be hooked up with these, also for my children to get along with their in their new room together. Absolutely. Well, I remember back in the days, taking it way back when my kids, they, you know, didn't want a room. The boys didn't want a room, and of course the girl, really more the girls, and it was rough. But you know what? We give it all to God. So let's go ahead and pray, Usher. Dear Lord, we want to pray for Usher in Texas. We want to pray for the health, for his health. And also want to pray for that dishwasher would be hooked up with these, no problems. And God, we also want to pray for his children to get along with their new room together. We lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We got an anonymous in Washington on Encouraging Thursdays. Let's see here. CA, I need to pray for healing for our daughter Melissa, mental and emotional, to bring friends who are believers in her life. Absolutely. You know, God can have anything happen. God is a God that can create all kinds of situations. He can bring angels in the outfield from angels into a human form, to an earthly human form, believe it or not, to encourage somebody. Or it may be a neighbor, it may be a friend, it may be someone in the hospital. Depending on where she's at, it may be at work. And, you know, friends are friends forever. And we're going to be playing that song here in just a minute. I'm glad you told me about that. But we want to pray right now for Melissa and the situation. So, Lord, we just pray right now for the anonymous in Washington. We want to pray for healing for their daughter, Melissa, who is going through mental health and emotional health, to bring friends and believers into her life. Lord, we lift it up and give it to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Tina in Ohio writes me, "Good morning, CA. I'm feeling very overwhelmed in life right now. There's a lot going on with my family and marriage." Okay, well, we get a lot of those. Tina, I want to tell you, I hope that your marriage is Christ-centered. It's very, very, very important to have a Christ-centered relationship. So I hope and pray that you and your husband have a very strong marriage. You want to keep it Christ-centered. In other words, it's you, your husband, and God. God has to be in the center of that marriage. to make it strong and healthy. Also, you need to pray every day. You need to be supportive. Now, I will tell you, I'm not a certified marital counselor, but what I will recommend is getting in touch with reaching out to licensed marital counselors. To be honest with you, most pastors will not do the counsel. They'll just tell you to go to the, you know, try to get in touch with your pastor. He may know someone that is licensed. I would recommend heavily someone that's been to school on, you know, on counseling. I have, but I'm not certified. So you need certified. That's what you need, where they can sit down with both of y'all. As far as the family, I hope they're not putting a strain on your marriage. You know, you're equally yoked. It's you and him together, okay? So we're going to pray in Jesus' name. Sometimes the enemy likes to go in there and stir the pot. But the coffee blend, the mixed coffee blend, I call it, is God, you, and your husband. And if you have kids, okay? So let's pray right now. Dear God, we want to pray for Tina. Feeling overwhelmed right now in life right now. A lot going on with her family and marriage. God, we just pray that you help them in their marriage and with their family. We lift it up and give it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep us posted, Tina. Sierra in Washington. Hello, Washington. Good morning, CA. I recently moved schools and it has been really hard for me. My anxiety is getting the best of me. Please pray for me. You know, I always get a lot of depression and a lot of anxiety. I want you to think of happy thoughts, okay? Number one, if you're being a Christian, right? And I know it's hard when you're shifting and you're moving. And there's always a shift. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. Who's in the middle of the dark? God is. Who's in the middle of my problems? God is. God is right beside you right now. When you're asleep, he's with you. Yes, he is. When you're asleep, he's with you. Yes, he is. If you're in school, if you're in work, he's with you. Yes, he is. Our God is here all the time. He is. That's my song that I just kind of threw out. But it's true. He's with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God's a spirit. He can be everywhere. Okay? If you were to ask me to explain how God got, I can't. I can only tell you what Scripture tells me, being a Bible college student, okay, studying Bible and listening to Dr. Graham and Charles Stanley and many others, okay? But I will tell you that keep your faith and relax. Listen to Christian music, listen to podcasts, listen to positive things. Chew gum if you want to a little bit. Take the stress off, cool off, go to a park, safe park in a safe zone with your friends, okay? So, dear Lord, we're going to pray for Sierra in Washington. God, she recently moved schools, and it's been really hard for her. She's getting anxiety. She's getting the best of her. She needs prayer. God, we lift it up and give it to you that you'd be able to help her and relieve the stress. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What do you say? Friends are friends forever. Here's a classic on the CA Vault. Michael W. Smith, take it away, buddy.
Live. strands.
Matthew West, do something, and good morning, everybody. How you doing? CA at the Rim here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 this morning. Good morning, everybody. The iHeartRadio studio in central downtown Fort Worth up top the tower. We're giving you some encouraging music along with some texts and prayers that we're going to do some more, the last four, along with some encouraging scripture. But I want to give you some encouragement through these different tracks that we're playing on this music. Maybe right now, maybe you're just going through a lot right now. You know, we all go through that. The stress has just got you this week. And, you know, it's Thursday. The weekend's around the corner. And, you know, and you live it day in, day out. Let me tell you something. When you have that time, when you have that covenant time with God, and it's all about praying, it's all about God time. I call it God time. For me, it's 4 a.m. in the morning before I go to work at my main job as an auto worker. So what I do, I do auto work, and then also have my main Christian podcast on iHeartRadio and help iHeart every once in a while. But what I do is I do my 4 a.m., and you don't have to do what I do. I get up in the morning, have my coffee, get my mind ready, and then I grab my Bible. I read some scripture. Then I pray. I pray what I need to pray for. I also pray for a lot of the prayer requests and stuff that come in. So, you know, but maybe right now you're just going through a time in your life to where, you know, you just need a miracle. I want to remind you that Taryn Wells has a song on Uplifting Thursdays with CA. You got it. Miracle. It's coming your way right now. Ready. Keep believing. I'm feeling it.
got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus.
That's Tarian's new song. I love her singing. She is awesome. And that is all we need. Honestly, all we need is just you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I got to agree 110% on that. Well, let's go do some text of prayers, what you guys say. I'm in a text of prayer kind of a mode right now. And I think there's a lot of people that that really need us to continue to pray. And we got a Matthew West song, one of his newest ones coming up. That's going to be, I'm going to be playing right after we do these texts of prayers. It's going to make a lot of sense. First one is, we got the last four is Debbie in Kentucky writes me, "Good morning, CA. My great niece Angel has breast cancer. I am so sorry to hear that. Goodness. You know, there's two causes that I really try to really push out a lot on our radio network. One is Susan B. Komen, breast cancer awareness. The second one is, of course, mental health awareness that kicks off in May, where I encourage everybody to wear green. I am so sorry, Debbie, but you know what? God is a God of curing. God is a God of the great physician, and he will take care of this matter. And we stand with you united for your great niece. So let's pray for Angel right now, that the angels be around her and that we, our Heavenly Father, will guide the physician through all this, and a great outcome will happen. And maybe this, I'm being optimistic and hoping and praying through Christ that this cancer be gone. So let's pray right now. Dear Jesus, I want to pray for Debbie in Kentucky. We want to pray for the great niece Angel, who has breast cancer. God, you know the situation. We just pray you she gets a touch from you. Watch over God and protect her and heal her. We pray, oh God, please heal her from this cancer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep us posted. We got an anonymous in New Jersey. Good morning, CA. Pray for my child's dad to have a humble heart and open his views to God's grace. Pray for our daughter to be raised in God's love. Absolutely. You got to have God in your life. You got to have God in your home. One thing I got to tell you, and I've shared this before, is that Satan hates scripture quoted. When scripture is quoted, he skedaddles. Just like that. So I'm telling you, it's vitally important that that you guys have Christ in your life. Now, you sound like you have Christ in your life. Sounds like your husband or the child's dad needs to have a heart change. So we're going to pray that seeds will be planted and at the right moment that his heart will be humbled where the Holy Spirit can convict him to know Jesus, because Jesus is the olive branch to God. So we're going to definitely, and as far as your daughter, you want her to be raised in God's love. Absolutely. God loves little people. Okay. Scripture reminds us, I want to just tell you, a lot of people may forget this. Okay. I studied in Bible college, but till a child, and scripture talks about that from babies all the way up to a certain age till they really can comprehend about Jesus. Probably I'm estimating 4 or 5 years old. If they're under that, you know, it's God's love. If they're still growing, it's God's love. God loves little people. He ain't got his hands off your daughter. I'm telling you right now. And I'm telling you the truth. He does not have his hands off of your daughter. He doesn't have his hands off of any of us, any of his children. We are the child of the Almighty God. Just remember that. Okay, so let's just pray right now. For this anonymous prayer in New Jersey, God, we just pray for her child's dad to be humble, have a humble heart, and open his views about God's grace. May God just surround their home and be peace and love, God. We want to pray for the daughter to be in God's love too. And Lord, you've got this whole matter, and we want to lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, next text of prayer we got is Lisa in Oklahoma. Hello, CA. I love your radio show. I need urgent prayer. Okay, and thank you, by the way, thank you, Lisa, for putting this text of prayer I just got in, on our Morning Brew Christian podcast show. I really appreciate it. Please pray, and then she has here, please pray for the Lord to heal my health issues. Absolutely. Again, we go back to God being the great physician, and he will heal you. Let me give you some encouragement. Go to the New Testament. There's several different scriptures where God healed people, okay? He's in the healing business. He's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That's who he is, and he's going to heal. So we're going to pray right now. Lord, we want to pray for Lisa in Oklahoma. God, I just pray for you, God, to heal her with her health issues. You know the whole situation. We lift it up and give it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Emily, urgent in Arizona. Emily in Amber, Arizona. CA, urgent prayer request. Pray that Madison's mother does not have cancer, and if she does, to fully have it healed in Jesus' name. Again, we go back to God being the great physician, and he will heal. And cancer will be gone just like that. In fact, it's already been taken care of. Stamped of approval. It's already been taken care of. With God, everything gets done fast when it comes to different things. Now, I when I say fast, I don't want to throw everybody off. In his timing, not CA's timing, okay? It's going to be stamped resolved, but I don't know when. It could be today, tonight, could be a little while. But just keep your faith with him. That's how you come to him. You came to him as childlike faith to be a Christian. So you want to be sure to have Christ in your life at all time and keep that prayer going. Keep your prayer chains coming. Keep sending us texts of prayers and give us updates, okay? Emily, we're praying for you right now. Dear Lord, we want to pray for Emily in Arizona. We want to pray that Madison's mother does not have cancer in Jesus' name. Cancer be gone. Cancer be gone in Jesus' name. And if she does, to be fully healed in Jesus' name, we pray. And all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we got a scripture verse where we go back to some music. One more verse of the day, the book of Psalms, chapter 116 and verse 1 in the NLT version. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. As promised, Matthew West, Don't Stop Praying. New song. Enjoy.
What's your impossible? I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart without you? Beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know.
love me. And if I'm keeping it real, I've been half faking the happy they see. I may look like the same man, but I'm half the man I was. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down.
And I'm crazy about him too. From the Joy in the Morning album, Terren Wells, or Pastor Terren Wells. He's got a church that he started down there in Georgetown, Texas. And you can follow me on Facebook. And sometimes I have that posted on there when they're doing something, if I can remember. Sometimes I have a tendency to forget that. But we're going to close out with a Carmen classic, or classic Carmen, whatever you want to call it. We play a lot of Carmen music. I was good friends with Carmen. Went to a couple of his concerts, about three of them to be exact. I'm good friends with his wife, Dana. He's been heavily missed. He's been gone, I think, 4 years now, 3 or 4 years. It's hard to believe. I can't remember. But this particular song is a classic. I'm talking very much of a classic from the CA Vault. You can only hear Carmen music, more Carmen music, mostly from my radio station. Please link on and subscribe, guys. The more the merrier, because I want you to hear music. You hear more Amy Grant, which we're working on, and you're going to hear a lot of Carmen. and Stephen Curtis Chapman that you don't really hear. And I'm not down in the Christian radio stations, but you don't really hear them as much as you do these classics. And Carmen's music still continues and lives on. You know, he just, the way he sung, the way he was a minister too. He was ordained. He was an ordained minister. And, you know, a lot of people got led by his music to Christ. So this particular song I'm going to close out on, I know I called it Uplifting Thursday. It's actually Encouraging Thursdays, but that's okay. It's the same thing. It's uplifting. It's encouraging. With CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Let's close out this one with my friend Carmen and I Feel Jesus.
Say, I feel Jesus in this place.
Carmen, my friend Carmen. Goodness gracious, you can't go wrong. I feel Jesus in this place. And if you felt the Holy Spirit in your home, your apartment, your workplace, your car, wherever it may be, turn your eyes upon Him and focus on the Lord and have Him in your heart. Let that Holy Spirit dwell in you. Again, your soul has a choice, either heaven or hell. And hopefully you'll choose heaven, because it's going to be a very broad path to get to heaven. As Scripture reminds us, there's going to be more people going to hell, sadly, than going to heaven. And our job and our mission is to serve and plant seeds for people that need to know about Jesus. We can't force them, but we can surely plant seeds. And that's what my radio network does here on iHeartRadio. It's been a great day, been a great morning, and I'm going to get ready to saddle up and leave the studio. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, feel free, gang. morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I have another one, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. And I mean, we just, you know, we'd love to have you on there. Okay. And any suggestions that you have of music or new music that you want to send me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also on Twitter, @morningsbrew, or X, they call it, I guess now, I still call it Twitter. We don't really, I don't really utilize Twitter too much, but we are on there. Okay, so let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Forgive us of all of our many sins as we get ready, rounding closer to the weekend. We thank you for all you do, and be with us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'm going to get off the radio network here, guys, on iHeartRadio. This is CA, saddling up, leaving Faith Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower, the iHeartRadio studio. Y'all have a blessed day. Until we talk again, be safe. Bye for now.